Yeah, welcome back to another exciting episode of Vax the Phoenix. We start working with these microphones, y'all. We think we're starting to get closer and closer to professional at this. Our sound quality is getting better. Content is always going to get better. You know what I mean? We believe in ABC, so, you know, we always add. And if y'all new to it, you know, ABCs is always be creating. So we firing over here. We ain't caring about having it lined up. We measuring twice and we cutting straight like that. Today we gonna be getting it in. We talking about shattering the paradigm of socialization, creating social deficit in our lives. I think that's like a huge conduit for a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of the issues that we're seeing today. You know what I mean? And we gonna get further into it. But shout out to everybody that's been checking us out and staying with us, even those that's been ghosting, that's just been chilling in the back, paying attention to every move, man. I want y'all to know I appreciate y'all, man. I see y'all, especially those that be on Instagram, that you know, that pay attention to every little Insta story that I happen to put up there. Or just, you know, subscribing to anything that's got anything to do with Phoenix Innovation Group. I'm feeling that dedication, you know what I mean? And for that, we stay dedicated to y'all. We're going to keep it coming. We're going to keep it pumping. Though we, you know, I'm Naj to Phoenix. I'm a management consultant. I'm a creativity strategist. I'm an adjunct lecturer. You know, a podcast. I'm a father. You know, all the above. You know, Goose does what he does in a major way. But not at all do we ever believe that we know everything. You know what I'm saying? In fact, the more that we learn, the more that we realize that we know nothing at all. You know what I mean?
Let me turn this commercial off. Yeah.
So yeah, so social deficits and this crazy, it's beautiful how like the universe works, right? Today I was invited to come to my students' class and just participate in a presentation about ideology. And I thought that was like really dope because in putting together or synthesizing content for this episode, I was thinking a lot about social deficits. And then I started to do my research on social deficits, and I saw a lot of the information that's there currently for social deficits is along the lines of the spectrum, like for autism. And I was like, wow, damn, you know what I mean? Because I know that social skills is largely learned behavior. So I'm like, damn, it's like social deficit, like is being on a spectrum sort of a learned behavior. Like, I started to think, if your parents are autistic, and they have that psychopathology, is that rinsed down to the children, right?
So that's what I always wondered. I never did my research on it, but I always wondered if like your parents' social skills had anything to do with yours.
Yeah,
like obviously they could pass down certain things to you as far as like, you know, teaching you how to kind of interact with people, but I was wondering if their actual social skills, like the way they act in social settings, is actually like gets passed down. Like if that's a trait that gets passed down, because you know some people got the gift of gab and stuff like that. You know, so yeah. I always wondered if that was like a thing or like you just kind of.
Well, we have to exclude gifts, right? Because a gift is a gift, right?
Right.
I would say shit, yeah. Because when I looked at the criteria for you like developing like that deficit as far as like in social skills, some of the things that I saw was it finds it difficult to express his or her feelings, thoughts, or needs, has trouble asking for help, finds it difficult to remain calm when feeling upset, being teased, having a disagreement, or being bothered by others, acts without thinking, isn't aware of others' thoughts, feelings, or needs, responds inappropriately when others are upset or hurt, and then in friendships, they don't share in others' interests. They find it difficult to compromise. They find it difficult to make new friends, and they find it difficult to maintain friendships. So when you consider that criteria, when you consider the criteria of not making new friends, finding it difficult to compromise, you don't really want to get involved with others' interests. You kind of close down a little bit when it comes to getting involved with what somebody else likes or something like that. These things are like easily something that can get passed down.
Yeah, right.
Like to me, like easily, you know what I mean? You easily act without being aware of other people's thoughts, feelings, or needs. You know what I mean? Most of us operating from a narcissistic vantage. Like,
yeah,
it's all about me and what I want. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are prideful and they have trouble asking for help.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
They find it difficult. A lot of people find it difficult to be vulnerable. They find it difficult to express his or her feelings, thoughts, or needs. And for me, that's a lot of people I know. Like, most people don't want to talk about how they feeling and what they need and all of that. Most people are conditioned to, like, mistrust.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I told my other friend, I told him my personal business, and then they use that against me later on. So I learned to never trust these people out here.
Or they go and, like, you know, like it kind of comes up in the conversation with someone else. They're having with someone else. They're talking about you, and that comes up, something like that. Maybe not even using it against you, just kind of talking in general about, you know what I'm saying, other people.
Oh yeah, for sure. But that's that thing. Like, is that like that's what I'm saying? That's overall what I'm asking. What I'm proposing here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take it a step back. Let's go a step back and look at, I guess, social skills. Let's look at social skills. The definition of social skills. And I got this from this website called Synapse, Reconnecting Lives, Get the Facts, Social Skills Deficit Fact Sheet. So what are social skills? Social skills are an incredibly complex system of behaviors that are central to communication between individuals involving giving, receiving, and interpreting messages. Social skills include verbal and nonverbal behavior. They are influenced by culture and the immediate social group, reflect environmental factors including age, sex, and status, and depend upon an individual's personality, past experiences, and perception of the other person. So the main thing that we need to understand about social skills is that they are not instinctive. This is largely learned behavior.
Right.
So we got to hold on to that this whole time. So now let's go into ideology. So the definition, according to Merriam-Webster, of ideology is a manner or the content of thinking characteristic of an individual, group, or culture. A systematic body of concepts, especially about human life or culture, visionary theorizing. So is basically a fancy way of saying a way of thinking, the way people produce ideas and have group think within the culture. So let's look at what social is. Social is simple. It's of or relating to human society, the interaction of the individual and the group, or the welfare of the human beings as members of society. Social institutions tending to form cooperative and interdependent relationships with others. And now let's bring that home into socialization. And I'm providing these definitions, guys, because I want to be able to keep us all aboard, abreast with the conversation. Because I often hear that, man, you be saying a lot of stuff on there, and I don't be knowing, but it'd be good as hell, but I don't be knowing what you be saying some of the time. So socialization, the process beginning during childhood by which individuals acquire the values, habits, and attitudes of a society. Okay, I'm gonna read that again. The process beginning during childhood by which individuals acquire the values, habits, and attitudes of a society. That's socialization. And socialization is broken down into many different facets. And you can go, that's a simple Google search. You can go further into that yourself. However, I'm just trying to break down that point to get you to understand that social skills are not instinctive. It's a learned behavior. Socialization itself is the process beginning during childhood by which individuals acquire values, habits, and attitudes of a society. So, boom. With that knowledge, think about an individual that is applying for mainstream culture that comes from a more disenfranchised culture. Think about those social skills. Does it seem like, or do you know persons that may come from a disenfranchised environment? And can you see what they may be up against due to their social skills or lack thereof? If we go back to that criteria of that emotional recognition of how a person responds when they, you know, sort of have poor social skills or you know, that social deficit is they don't like to share in others' interests. They find it difficult to compromise. They find it difficult to make new friends. And they find it difficult to maintain friendships. They respond inappropriately. They act without thinking. They find it difficult to remain calm when feeling upset. You have trouble asking for help. Just think about these things that you might do that you think are completely benign. Like, you think that these are not going to cause anything in my life. This is just the way I am. I'd rather just do it myself. This is why I don't like to ask for help. This is why I don't like to have people do anything for me, so on and so forth. When you keep doing this over and over again, the behavior that you're teaching yourself is that I can get along with poor with social deficit. I can get along with poor social skills. And we, as humans, we're interpersonal. We need one another. With knowing that you need another person, it would behoove you to enhance said social skills. And now knowing that it is indeed a learned behavior, how might we strategize to beat the capitulation, to beat whatever we might have assimilated to unknowingly? You know what I mean? Oh, don't worry. We're not going to leave you. We ain't going to leave you without fabric. We just getting warm. So let's talk about it. I'm going to give you some examples from me. Like, I'm navigating this every day. Especially due to, like, you know, the ills of not knowing how to properly manage your emotions after some type of relation, interpersonal upset. Like you stop talking to a friend for whatever good, for whatever reasons, good or bad. You know what I mean? And it's just like, man, fuck them. You know what I mean? It's whatever with them. You know, now me personally, I've had to evolve to a point where I'm more of a capitalist about things. There's no permanent friends, no permanent enemies in my purview. You know what I mean? You never know when you're going to need somebody. And if ain't nobody, you know, done me no harm, no physical harm, no bodily harm, my family no harm, and man, forgive them, Lord, because they know not what they do. I don't need nobody to get in the way of my bag. You dig? But it wasn't always that way. My learned behavior was to immediately react, and sometimes, or and most times, with physical violence. No matter what that is, no matter what the circumstance is, like when it comes to something that's considered to be
trivial.
Yeah, or intrusive or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you steal from me. You did be disrespectful in my presence, in my home.
Right.
You disrespectful to my woman. You disrespectful to my block.
Disrespect in general.
You step on my sneaker.
Just any kind of disrespect.
I might smack, you know, you might get your shit smacked out of you. You know, it's different levels of aggression that's going to be met. You know what I mean? From what you've done. You know what I mean? Like every you know, everything you do requires an extreme or a hyper penalty. It's not enough for you to just learn your lesson. It's like, we got to hammer this in, not just for you, but for the 30 other people watching.
Right.
Matter of fact, I'm going to strip you butt naked and make you walk home. You know what I mean? What's the, you know, what do you get out of that? Oh, I'm going to rob that man of his dignity. You know what I mean? Really? But if that is considered to, if that is indicative of success from that side of the tracks, that's, we can say that's the epitome of poor social skills, correct?
Easily. To feel like you have to take from someone like that to make yourself feel better, I guess. Definitely like the definition said, you know what I'm saying? Not being able to like share and have to like take from like your peers and stuff like that, kind of would put you in that category for sure.
Yeah, because you start to feel like it's not enough for all of us.
Right.
You know what I mean? I need to get all of this. It's not enough for everybody. It's only enough for me.
Right.
And if that was indeed true, then how do we live in abundance? How is it that we are able to provide for 8 billion, damn near 8 billion people on the planet? You know what I mean? It's enough. It's enough to go around. But you train to believe, well, at least, you know, if you come from that environment, let's switch gears. Let's go into social media. Like, let's talk about how people are conditioned within social media. You know what I mean? Like, a person is led to believe that the life that they display on social media is indeed the life that they live in real life.
Mm-hmm.
When we now know that somewhat upwards of like 90% of people,
I would go as far as to say is like 100%, only just because it's only, even if they're keeping it 100% real in there, it's only a part of their life. It's only like a small portion of their life that they're showing you. You're not with that person every day. You don't get to see every aspect of their life. So it's really what they want to show you. So if you think about it, I would say it's 100% of people aren't keeping it real on there. From our standards.
Yeah, I mean, most definitely.
You know?
Most definitely.
You're only getting a sliver of someone's life, you know? Even the people that post a lot, you're only getting so much of what is really going on.
And that's all you really need, though, right?
I barely need that.
I feel like the jig is up. You know what I mean? Like, if you even still falling for, like, oh man, like I want to go here, I want to go there, I want to go get a Cozumel, I want to go to, you know, do this and do that. Okay, yeah. But why? Because your friends is there?
Right. You saw a couple of pictures. or you want to take, you want those to be your pictures.
You felt left out, right. FOMO, the fear of missing out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not knowing that if you had just put that same level of energy into finding something like a why, your purpose, or something even close to that. Maybe that's too deep for you right now, but maybe you found this to be something that you like to do and you aimed, and it's aimed at bucket list items. That's cool. Because at least you know why you're doing what you're doing. But if you just want to do it merely because other people is doing it and you feeling left out, then you should know at that very moment that you are indeed displaying some type of social deficit. According to the rules that we've described here.
Based on the definition we read earlier. Yeah,
not on the spectrum.
Right.
Again, not on the spectrum. We're not talking about on the spectrum. We're just talking about how you're declining socially within your life due to several other distractions. We'll call them that, quote unquote, distractions. Like let's bring it back to social media, to where, you know, it's people on there all day, every day, posting anything, everything. Let's say they're running a business, or that I'm in school, or I'm in the job and I'm trying to learn a new skill or whatever. But you on social media scrolling all day, every day, to the point where Apple had to put the screen time on the phones just so you know how much screen time you've dedicated for the week.
Lets you know every Sunday morning.
Like for me, I'm at an average of 6 hours, 6.5 hours.
I haven't checked in a little while, but I know like for a little while, I remember like when they first started doing it, every week it was like decreasing. I feel like I was on my phone less for a little while. I'm not sure what it is now, but for a little while, I was definitely on my phone less.
I'm never any less than 5 hours and never any more than 6.5, 6:40.
Yeah, I think I'm in like the 6-7 hour range most of the time.
Per day.
Yeah.
And I be trying to figure that out. So I'm thinking about, okay, that's text messages, emails, social media. That's Anchor, looking at checking my, because I'm always on Anchor looking at, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you're always checking.
I'm on YouTube a lot. So that's, you got to think that's, all of those things throughout my day, you know what I mean? That's trapped off in that. Instagram might be like a 5% of that.
Yeah, I was gonna say for you, I know for you, social media definitely isn't a majority of that. For me, it is, but I know for you,
I don't even know how to use it. Right. Like I'm trying to get my Instagram on business Instagram right now, and I treat it mostly like it's Tinder. Right. You know what I mean? I can't help but to keep looking at those beautiful women that be on there, man. So I know I try to limit my time.
I was going
to
say, there. I know that's why you say you limit your time on there, because yeah, you get lost in looking at that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You got to know what Joe Budden and them say. You got to know your ledge, man. Right. And that's my ledge, man. I mess around there. And in real life, I'm a conversationalist. I can kick it with you. In the virtual world, I don't even know how to initiate conversation. That's my social deficit. So that's another level of poor social skills. That's a learned behavior. You know what I mean? I don't even know how to ask for a glass of water in the virtual world. You know what I mean? I don't even know how that works. You know what I mean? I still be trying to figure out what all the acronyms mean. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know. And that was a badly executed joke, but. That was supposed to be the IJS. But you know what I mean? I have a social deficit, you know what I mean? So I guess that's like that might be even a good place to like to start the transition, like some strategies for incorporating or I guess for building better social skills. And that's important, man, because it's important to know first that it is indeed a skill that can be enhanced with practice. Again, like we talked about earlier in this podcast, we often talk about like a lot of these things. This is going to the gym. This podcast is your soft skill gym. You know what I mean? I understand that it's not going, it's very difficult at first. However, when you decided to work out, when you got near that first day in the gym and you were sore that next morning when you woke up, you made a decision to say, I'm going to go back, or man, fuck that. I'm at capacity. I ain't going no more. I've done what I was going to do. I'm going to do something at home. Matter of fact, Sean T's hip hop workout is looking real good right now. You know what I mean? You would know from that moment on what works for you. So here's that very same thing. These are skills. These are tools and techniques that we're giving up here so that we all can learn. We all can impart on our experience and, you know, gain a new perspective. Optimally or ultimately shatter a paradigm. You know what I mean? I guess everybody can't be like our boy Goose over here, that he was born this way. He was born, he popped out the womb almost perfect. He said he don't even catch colds, man. You know what I mean? He said he ain't worried about eating healthy or nothing. I tried to let him try a buffalo cauliflower wing, man. He bit a small piece. He said the texture is all the way off, man. I can't even understand why anybody would want to make a fake buffalo wing. It don't make sense.
Mental illness.
Yeah, it's mental illness. But for me, you know, it makes perfect sense because this is somebody trying to be innovative and shatter the paradigm of being reliant upon the life of another. We got to slaughter this poor wing, then blow them wings up to make a variety of other wings called roaster wings, party wings, regular wings, so on and so forth.
All the steroids.
And we trying to provide an alternative to that that gives the fleshy feel with the crunch of the gristle in the batter or whatever, the skin or whatever. And Goose is like, nah. You know what I mean?
It's not for me.
I need the real deal. I dig it. I rocks with it. But, and he tried it. Because normally he wouldn't even try nothing like that. So, bravo, Goose. I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
You're demonstrating higher level of social skills. You were willing to compromise.
Right.
That's a breakthrough, Goose. That was major.
I agree.
That's a big deal.
I agree.
We need to pop champagne for that one. We need to pop champagne, you know what I mean? To celebrate over all the other pain that was left in when you didn't want to compromise.
Right.
At least you tried it. And right. Then he was so geared up, he was still ready to fight afterward. I was just like, oh, okay, that's good. You know what I mean? And he was like, and I was just nodding my head like, you know, you can't see me. But I was just nodding my head like, okay, yeah. And he was like, what? Like what? And I wasn't saying nothing still. I was just nodding my head like, I was appreciating that he actually tried it. It didn't work for him, but at least he tried it. He was like, what? You nodding your head like what? Like you want me to eat the rest of it? I'm not eating the rest of it. And I'm like, yo, dog, ain't nobody saying you gotta eat the rest of it. You know what I mean? But that's indicative of, you know what I mean, ready to just be, man, what? I'm ready to get right at you. What? like, bro. It's
all good.
It's a fake cauliflower wing, man. I just was trying to help you be healthier. You ain't got to go that route if you don't want to. I don't know how much healthier a buffalo cauliflower wing is, but because you're still getting the butter and the hot sauce.
Still healthier than a fried chicken wing, though.
Yeah, it's healthier for sure. It's healthier for that bird, too. It's for damn sure healthier for that bird. If anybody gonna be happier about that, it's gonna be Falcon Leghorn.
It's all the birds.
Yeah. And them chickens in there sitting like, not see here. But yeah, we digress. We went off on a small tangent. We were talking about strategies.
It was an example.
So an easy way of advancing your social skills is role playing. There's a manual that a handbook that I highly recommend called the Accelerated Learning Handbook. I forget the author's name. Please don't crucify me, my creativity family. But with role playing, you get to kind of like rehearse the behaviors that you want to have. So you get to see what your baseline behavior is. And then you get to see what behaviors are ideal to the outcomes that you indeed want to have, the resolutions that you want to have. Because there's no right way. There's no one right way. There's no perfect solution to bring about your resolves. So say, for instance, while courting, right? I think this is a great example. A lot of men are bred to be philanderers and chauvinistic and omit things when dating, even lie and or steal. I mean, excuse me, they do steal, but cheat. Mm-hmm. I meant to say cheat, but people do be stealing. I guess cheating is a way of stealing. But then you find that on a healthier plane, I can't even say mainstream culture, but in healthier relationships, it's best to be honest, open, have some vulnerability, hold the door, be gentlemanlike. Practice chivalry instead of practicing, chauvinism. Right. And you like, oh, there's this woman that I want to have. And you be like, you walk up to the woman and you like, baby, I want to take care of you. And, you make my manly parts feel strange. I want to do some real wild things to you in the rain. You might get smacked in the face.
All depends.
You're right. Because at the beginning of Summer Walker's song, she got that clip from that lady on Instagram and say, disrespect me.
Right.
She don't want to be respected all the time. She wants you to.
Right.
You're right. So that's subjective. That's subjective. But granted, this person is trying to, they struck out. They struck out using the behavior that they're privy to. So in helping this person secure their date, we might research pickup behaviors, successful pickup behaviors, and run those through our homie to try to help him be successful in wooing his mate. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that might be, instead of just pulling up to her house with the quake running and tell her to come out when she hear them pipes, you might park the car, go up to the door, ring the doorbell, have some flowers, present her with some flowers. Right. Not saying that that's the right way.
Right.
I'm just saying that that might be in along the lines of the culture that she understands.
Right.
So like you said, it's subjective. A woman from his culture might understand, man, you bring that ass outside when you hear them pipes.
Right.
You know what I mean? And she'd be like, ooh, girl, he got that big thing. He got that Hellcat. He ain't got that scat pack.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No question.
He got grown man pipes on that piece. But to a woman of another culture, you have to be able to speak another language, or at least increase the handle of the language that you currently command. You know what I mean? So, like, and these words have a lot of power. Words have a lot of power. Like we were saying, earlier, you could be saying a lot of the same shit to yourself. Like, man, I don't like making new friends, or I don't make new friends, or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm stuck in my ways. I like to do things the way I like to do them. And that's just that alone. You're blocking the blessing of change and evolution before it can even happen for you.
Right.
You rather stay right where you are. And then you get a whole generation of full of a schism. Like, you get generation, like, you get this, like J. Cole said, like we say again, the middle child. You get like these schisms of a previous generation that wanted their kids to get a job and work hard for, you know, upwards of 30 and 40 and 50 years and just be comfortable to have to show for it. And now we have this new breed of individuals that's like, shit, I want it all. I want to be able to do everything that I dream of doing. I want to be able to accomplish everything that I dream of accomplishing. I want to have everything that I want to have, or at least I want to shoot for. I can't really knock a chick on Instagram that's eating off of likes. Mm-hmm. I can't really knock the knucklehead that's on YouTube that's eating off of pranks.
Right.
I can't really knock the young entrepreneur that's getting it off of grandma's old recipes for skincare, hair care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate this new generation of bosses. However, that doesn't change the learned behaviors of the previous generation. Especially when you come to start to talk about matters of the heart. When you talk about previous generations, you talk about people, a group of people that I am extremely grateful for, that I am extremely indebted to, and I greatly appreciate, immensely appreciate. But when you think about a person at my age, I'm supposed to be married with kids. Unequivocally. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be married with kids, even if for better or for worse. Like, even if I don't like it. Even if, right, I don't want to be there, you suck it up and you deal with it. That's just the way that it is, right? There's certain milestones that I was supposed to have, quote unquote, I'll say again, supposed to have reached. But what about what I want for myself? And then when I finally decide what I want for myself, how do I relay that to the individuals that were just telling me not to do something else? Don't go out there and try to get your own business. Don't go out there and chase your dreams. Do what I'm telling you to do. But what if you autistic? Right. I'm not saying that you can't be, you don't have value in your thoughts because you're autistic.
I was just going to bring that up. Like, not only is, like, you might not have hit those milestones because that's not what you want, there also could be things in the way of you getting to, like, hitting those milestones by the age that you're supposed to hit them by. Like, everyone's life's different. That everyone has different obstacles they got to overcome. So there might be something that happens along the way where you don't, you know, get a chance to have something like that happen.
And that's
like you said, like autism, I guess, you know.
And then
if you're autistic, it's probably a lot harder to be married with kids by 35 than if you're.
Is it?
That's what I'm saying. It might be. That might be something that
I think it would be easier because at the very least you got a label that says that I'm looking for somebody that's like me,
right,
autistic. But what if you don't even have that label that says that? Okay, so because I'm a man goose and you're a man, we should automatically know each other.
Yeah,
we should automatically understand each other's plight.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's the same for women too.
Of course.
It's the same.
Like,
yeah.
Or like,
supposed to automatically know what each one's thinking. Just because I'm a man, I'm supposed to know exactly how you think in every situation.
I don't even like sports. You
right,
love them.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Or like, say like different cultures, because we're the same color. I'm supposed to automatically know your plight and you're supposed to know mine.
Yeah.
Or I'm supposed to know the customs and the rights of you, you know what I mean, of your culture, and you're supposed to know mine because we're the same color.
Right.
That's, to me, social isolation. You isolating right. Your own little corner of the world, and you think everybody's supposed is operating like how you operate. And then when you get to the table with some other individuals, you're largely stunted because you don't even know how to act. You don't even know what to do.
Yeah.
You don't even know what to say. You don't even know how to be. And when a motherfucker ain't really feeling you, like, man, I kill everybody in this room.
Right.
Then I'm going to hurt everybody in here, man. Straight up. Y'all ain't thorough no way. Straight up. Had your Kodak moment on Hot 97.
Exactly.
And you looking at everybody. Yeah. Man, y'all on some bullshit. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So that's like, that's my thing, man. That's the thing that I'm currently working on as well. I'm working on recognizing how I've been socialized, and I'm rejecting those things that I genuinely don't want. You know what I mean? Easter has rolled around yet again. I'm still seeing a lot of people just going to church just because. And then I ask, well, why is you going? I just had this conversation with my cousin. She was like, yeah, you know what I mean? I just had to get my daughter hair done. I had to do this and do that to get our outfits. And I had to get some food because we cooking. And she was like, man, cuz I'm down about 350, 400. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, it's the holiday, cuz you get the fellowship with the family. She like, yeah, you know, and I wanted to go to church and all that. You know, I don't really go no other time, cuz. So, you know, this was my time. I wanted to go to church. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cuz, but why did you want to go to church? And she was like, well, I don't know, cuz. You know, that's just what all mugs do on Easter. Mugs go to church. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And she ain't the only person in my family that I've heard that from. I believe I've said it several times on this podcast before of my other family members that has done that. I mean, that's ubiquitous. You know what I mean? That's everybody has that in their family. You don't know why you do things. But because you were taught to do that, you think by going against you, it means that you would be, you might get smited down by God or something for not doing what another human passed on to you. You know what I mean? So, you know, when you ask somebody about Easter, they immediately start talking to you about the Decalogues and all that, you know. I can watch the Ten Commandments if I wanted to know about that.
Right.
You know what I mean? What is this thing called Easter? And why is it called Easter? Am I Easter? I'm from the Lower East Side. Can I call East? Can I claim Easter?
Am I the bunny?
Yo, what does the bunny even have to do with this shit?
I don't know enough about it.
Did Jesus turn into a bunny? And I'm not trying to blaspheme for all my Christian brothers and sisters on here. I'm not blaspheming. I'm genuinely raising the question. You know what I mean? For individuals, for those that's devout in their faith and they love that, I'm not knocking you. I'm simply challenging the notion of socialization. You just simply accept being socialized. You accept being domesticated like an animal, like a pet. You know what I mean? Your ass piss on the floor again, I'm going to rub your nose in it. And I'm going to beat your face with the newspaper. And you got your face rubbed in, you got your nose rubbed in your pee, and your face beat with the newspaper so much that you know now to go and use the commode. Not only do you know how to use the commode, you know how to use the toilet with straight precision. You pee right in the center circle, never getting pee on the outer rim or on the floor in the bathroom, because you know all the women out there that clean up bathrooms after a man, you know that's a lie. Savages. But socialization is cold-blooded, y'all. Goose, how might you have been socialized? Is there anything? Might you have not been socialized?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm not really sure. Like, off the top of my head, I'm not sure I could think of, like, one particular aspect. Like, I'm, like, socialized in.
Well, I'll give another example for me, because I got so many.
Okay.
Just in the way that I represent myself alone, you know, the way I express myself is largely shaped by the culture that I represent or that I come from, be it street culture, struggle culture, hip hop culture. That's a level of socialization. There are some things that pridefully get in my way, because I'm from social media, for instance. I can't really take social media serious as another individual or another human being, because the rhetoric from the streets is that shit is
right. The era you grew up in the culture that was like a goofy thing.
Like, I can't even say the era. There's still a lot of street dudes that feel that same way.
I know,
but like, I'm not with the social media. It's a lot of street people, period.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm just not with the social media thing.
Right, because that's because, like, you know, with the cops being around and stuff like that, I mean, there's certain things that you can't.
Trusting anything.
Yeah, it's not like full freedom on there, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can still get caught up for things you're doing on there. So,
because it's a lack of trust for all things.
Right.
Not just like social media. It's just like everything that has to do. Like, it's a lot of people that still don't got Cash App and all that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they just don't trust none of those things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
they're going to monitor that.
Yeah. I'm from the street. Mm-hmm. I don't fuck with none of that. If you even ask people why, I don't fuck with none of that shit, man. Yeah. That shit might be some government shit. I don't fuck with the government, man. I just don't fuck with that. My bank cards and all that, man. I don't need motherfucker might go in my bank account. You know, people, you think like this until the average human being, the average American would be like, yo, dude, you paranoid. You tripping bad. Like, you wilding thinking that people was doing that. But if you look at it from the vantage of a black person, you like, shit, government always been doing stuff to us. Shit been always going on around here. You ain't never heard of Miss Evers Boys. You ain't never heard of COINTELPRO. You ain't never heard of, you know, whatever, the long list of shit that's been going on within the hood. So that makes people very, you know, distrusting of those things. But again, that's a socialization. That's passed on because not everybody is going to grow up in love, respect, and be successful within those cultures. They're going to want to branch off and do other things. That's going to require them to have the social skills or to be able to leverage said social skills to be able to build others. You know what I mean?
Yep.
How the hell are you going to come from speaking a certain language, man, and then going to another space and being like, oh, yeah, I I'm going to be straight. I'm good. Okay. Yeah, I'm a strong writer. I know how to write. Man, I've been writing my whole life. I'm good. You can't teach me nothing about writing. Okay. Well, give me your next paper in APA format with 10 to 12 scholarly sources. And you hand that paper in and that shit is...
Right. Trash.
And I could be like, yo, dog, I thought you was a strong writer. What happened?
Right.
Where they do that at? But that's that social isolation. You think because where you've been producing the way that you at the level that you've been producing, that it's enough. You was nice in high school. But that shit might not pass for the league.
Right.
What are you going to do? You going to do anything for clout? Or is you going to go get your 10,000 hours? You know what I mean?
Right.
And even when you go get your 10,000 hours, again, that's still having to have the social skills. You still have to be able to synthesize. You still have to be able to run these rehearsals and be able to be imaginative and come up with different options. That's the whole point of being able to, that's the whole point of synthesizing. You're conjuring up, you're making up new strategies. I'm going to try it this way. I'm going to try it that way. I'm going to see what happens this way. I'm going to try it this way. You know what I mean? Like if you suck at dating, Tinder is the best option.
Right.
You get a match, you hit it off, you be like, hey, bitch, I want to fuck. You're going to fail.
Right.
Then you go to the next one. You get a match and you say, hey, bitch, I like to make love to you.
Right.
You're going to fail. You get to the next one. You say, hey, lovely lady, I'd like to take you out sometime. You might
figure out what works, what
exactly.
Doesn't.
Exactly. You can't be afraid to fail.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of the social deficit is stemmed in fear or steeped in fear. And then, therefore, due to that paralysis, you stick to what you know. You remain ignorant because right. That ignorance is bliss. And then even when you know better, you try to come back to the ignorance. And that's when you see shit start to falter in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you know better, you do better. And you can't go, once Pandora's box is open, you can't close it again.
Right.
It's over. You know what you now know. It's time to switch the paint up. It's time to shift gears. You can't know better and do worse.
Right.
You could. But how might that look for you? You know how it's looking. Rent due. Eviction notices. Repos. Fuck it, I'm gonna hang out tonight. I don't want to party tonight. I'm stressed out. You ain't got no money for the school pictures for your kid. You ain't got no money for your responsibilities. Cars, house, work clothes. I know a lot of parents out here that's willing to take care of their habits before they take care of their kids. And I ain't even talking about the ones that's really strung out. I'm talking about people that just like to go to the game and have a beer. But these are those skills that's learned behavior. Their parents largely probably told them that it was okay to do these kinds of things. It's okay for me to eat ribeyes while you eat oodles and noodles. You know what I mean? That was seen to be okay. That's an okay thing. But how you gonna want somebody to genuinely do better when you giving them your worst? Including yourself. How you expect yourself to do better when all you can give up is your worst? Perfect song to come on. Chasing that fool's gold. I got this thing, Goose. I don't think I really told. I think I only told two other people this. Like a lot of these songs like this that's like largely bent on love
mm-hmm.
and romance.
Right.
You know, I don't have that.
Right.
So I like to plug in life to songs like this.
Okay.
So I imagine the singer as myself or whatever singing to life.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So when she say, I was living a dream and believing things that just ain't true, but I can't believe I ever believed in you. I was chasing fool's gold. That's my ego.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I interpret that as like my ego had me chasing these things that wasn't even true.
Right.
And I pridefully, you know, sought after them. No matter what, if I look like a fool or whatever, I would double down in it. But then now that I know what the real gold is, I'm willing to pause and refrain, discipline myself and refrain from those behaviors. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that was a strategy that I had to synthesize from not maybe having the void of having that level of romance in my life, even that level of hurt from romance in my life. I didn't have either or. It was like good credit or bad credit. I didn't have either or. So like I felt like I was missing the total experience. So instead of missing the experience, I tore apart, like I broke down the song and put myself in certain places.
Just and replaced
I started singing the life, man. Right? Like, because I knew I wanted a different perspective. I knew I wanted to hammer in affirmations. And if you anything like me, writing affirmations every day can start to get stale, because it's like you got to write affirmations and even when the shit is the worst for you.
Right.
Like even when the shit is the fucking, I mean, like the worst, you got to sit down and just write it down and figure, you know, like this is just a problem. This is not me.
Yeah.
I'm bigger than this. This is nothing. You know what I mean? This doesn't define me. You know, how I come out of this is what defines me. But I had to start listening to these songs over and over religiously, black back to back, and start thinking about myself in the song, like vanquishing or overcoming or gaining control over my ego. You know, to live a better, clearer, and more prosperous life. It might be crazy to you, Bruce, but it's my way of coping, man.
Nah, you breaking that down definitely doesn't sound crazy.
It's just like watching TV for me. Watching TV is a level of coping for me because, you know, you hear me say it so much, you might be here, but my world, I felt like my world was just so, like, now, looking back, I felt like, in hindsight, that my world was so bad that watching cartoons and shit, watching TGIF, watching those shows like that was my means of escape. That was my means of traveling to another galaxy, traveling to another world that was larger than my world, that had more going on than my world.
Mm-hmm.
So it taught me so many things because I wanted to be able to speak the language there in those worlds. So I had to start watching television with the caption on. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm saying that to say that that was my way of finding a way to, like, see behavior rehearsal. You know what I mean? Like I was talking about as far as role playing and accelerated learning.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That was my way of seeing healthy relationships.
Okay.
Between a father and son, a mother and son.
Yeah.
A mother and daughter, a father and daughter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Books, comic books, so on and so forth. I was always able to channel away from my present situation at that moment. I spent a lot of time on punishment and shit too.
Because
mm-hmm. Again, in hindsight, I understand that I exercised a lot of attention seeking behavior because, you know, my mother and my father was not really, you know, not around.
Yeah.
So class clown and shit like that got to be seen and,
right,
you know, that kind of shit. Smart, but rather play dumb because it was more entertaining. You know what I mean? But if I had known that what I was going through was normal due to my circumstances, I would have knew that I was in control of that behavior.
Yeah.
Versus, I'm saying all this to say that upping your performance maxing out your creativity, strengthening your problem solving. That's your new coping system. I call it being a capitalist. You know what I mean? Coping to the capitalist endeavor. Coping to the capitalist culture. Coping to the capitalist environment. Because if you know anything about it, this business doesn't care about anything personally or emotionally that you got going on. It will run you over. It will eat you up and spit you out. So you have to be prepared for that. You have to know when and where to cry. You have to know how to put your pain and your woes into your craft. You have to know how to do that. And it's going to take for you to experiment in different languages with different cultures for them to impart different remedies upon you. So that you can take those things back and not only remedy yourself, but remedy your community, your family, generational curses. You might think it's light, y'all, but this thing is serious, man. Social skills go deep, man. They go deep. And when you're talking about a social deficit, you're talking about not having enough of. You know what I mean? Let's go back to socials. We said social was what? Of or relating to human society, the interaction of the individual and the group, or the welfare of human beings as members of society, tending to form cooperative and interdependent relationships with others. If you have a social deficit, then that means that you have a lack of relating to human society. You have a lack of relating to the interaction of the individual and the group for the welfare of all the human beings in that society. What does that look like? Let's oppress that other group over there because they're not like us. A woman can't be as strong as me because she's a woman. A woman can't be a scientist because she's a woman. A woman can't be an effective leader because she's a woman. Right? Again, isolating myself to those like me. Likely other men like me. Maybe even individuals that identify as being a man like me. You know what I mean? Let's look further into some more social skills, or some more social skill deficits. Doesn't respond well when others start a conversation or play. Has trouble initiating play or conversations with others. Has trouble taking turns in conversations. Uses little to no nonverbal gestures when talking, i.e. nodding, shaking head, waving, hello, goodbye, smiling, frowning, etc. Doesn't say please or thank you. So I found this section to be interesting because I might say, yo, Goose, could you pick that up for me though? Could you do me a favor and pick that up for me? But I might never say please. I might say after you pick that up and bring it to me, I might be say good looking out. Mm-hmm. But I might never say thank you.
Right.
If you're not of that culture where you understand that good looks means thank you, that might cause a rift.
Right.
Down the line, like, you're like, yo, fucker.
You don't never say please or
you
thank you.
You never say please or fucking thank you, and I'm always around.
Right.
Now y'all got to have some type of diversity intervention. Like, you be like, yo, I've been communicating that to you this whole time. We just been speaking different languages.
Right.
I've been speaking jive. or I've been speaking Ebonics or whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the thing that really stuck out to me was Hash Trouble initiating play or conversation with others. I know a lot of folks that blame their lack of initiation of networking on being shy. But when you peel back the layers of being shy is being timid.
Right.
Feeling awkward. And there's a lot of people that don't feel awkward in social situations. They might feel like they need to feel out the room and see what's going on. Might be introverted.
Yeah.
And they might need to, you know, they might feel awkward in the sense of they don't know what's going on. Like, they got to figure out what's going on, not in the sense of being awkward within self.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when you say has trouble initiating play or conversations with others, like, I know a lot of people who don't make friends because they don't speak to people outside of their already built-in social network.
Yeah.
Social isolation. You literally find more ways to entrench yourself in pain. But while in pain, as we discussed in the last episode, you're literally dumber by the second.
Yeah.
If you are shoulder deep in a bear trap, now you think you're going to be trying to solve 2 + 2? Something just that simple.
Right.
While you in pain, just don't add up. So, you know, you got to be willing to or to explore the fact that there could be something going wrong here, or it could be not going in the right direction. I'll say that. And it takes for some level of close evaluation for you to be paying attention to what's actually going on within your goings on. To get you closer to your solutions, to get you closer to your goals, your wish, your dreams. But you gotta be able to exercise rich social capacity. Being limitless to say, like, yo, I don't care if that person over there is different from me. Like my man V-Nay, shout out to him. He out in San Francisco doing big things, right? He's working in the tech industry, and he's loving it. He's from India. He's from Bengaluru. He's from Bangalore, India. So he came over here for school. We met in the grad house, and this is my guy, man. Like, I could have spent my time in the grad house not talking to him and just saying hi and bye. Could have just been like, yo, what's good with you? Instead, I found the man very interesting. I already saw that he was really smart by the way he carried himself. He was very eloquent when he spoke. So I can tell that the man was highly intellectual. I just wanted to know what he knew. And I wanted to be able to share what I knew with him. I wanted to be able to share my culture with him as a way of getting his culture from him for me. So I studied him. I had to find a way to study him. So I would I was already smoking. I was already trying to cut through the tension, halfway stressed out, trying to navigate between about 12, 14 hours in my cab at the time, you know, going through my master's courses, being a single father, just being just in the homelessness, living in the grad house. I was like, yo, I want to get to know this man. So I would bring my smoke. Yo, you smoke. I seen you smoking cigarettes. I'm like, yo, you smoke. You smoke. You like to smoke some good plants. He like, yeah. From there, we start kicking it hard. I roll up. I don't like fellowshipping by myself. No way. So he had climbed in the cab with me, man. We had kick it. We'd just be chilling, kicking it, talking about our dreams and our hopes and our goals. You know what I mean? I'll give him my perspective. He'd give me his. I give him some insight. He'd give me his. It was just organic. You know what I mean? It wasn't like we were trying to fit certain roles in each other's lives. We was kicking it. You know, we got really close. We established a rapport, you know, something like a brotherhood. You know, we cook and eat together. We, you know, work on some projects in the grad house together. We work on our schoolwork together, you know, take trips together. You know, we was doing a lot of stuff, my little family within my graduate house. And a lot of people probably didn't understand that dynamic at the time, but, you know, we was surviving together and learning how to thrive. You know what I mean? It was myself, Vinay Ravindra. You got my homegirl Chin Chow from China, and my homegirl Rita from Indonesia. Monet was like an honorary member of the grad house. We had Simone from Brazil. Had my other man, I forgot his name, he's from Chile. All these people, all these intellectuals, all these scholars, these doctors coming from different places, and they coming to stay at the grad house. And I could have just been like, man, I'm this nigga from the streets, man. I got this imposter syndrome, and they ain't gonna never talk to me. And when they do talk to me, it's only a matter of time before they figure out that I'm not as smart as they are. You know what I mean? Or that I'm not from that worst place that a white man has designed, that is so bad that they wouldn't want to talk to me because I'm from that place. I'm from the throes of that place. So it's like, instead of allowing those egoistic and self-sabotaging ideologies overrun me, I hop right out there, man. I'm risk prone. I'm hopping out there. I'm eating the food. I'm doing all that. Why? Because everything that I had done up until that point is what led me there. So I was trusting my process. I was trusting the situation to be everything that I needed it to be to afford me everything that I was going to get for my next chapter, my next level, my level up. So I dug in. As my son teacher say, crisscross applesauce, which I don't really like all like that. You know what I mean? It seems a little redundant. But I digress. I'm sitting in and I'm getting dug in. I'm listening to everybody's cultures. I want in. I want some of the language. I want some of the food. I want how y'all live, how y'all treat each other, how you treat your family. Treat me like that. You know what I mean? And they wanted to know the same thing about me. They wanted to know the same thing about hip hop. You know what I mean? But struggle was the one thing that united us all. We all could talk about the struggle for hours. Smoking, chilling. I don't even drink, but I will have a drink with them because they'll be drinking wine. And they like smoking, so they'll be smoking with me. You know what I mean? And we'll be up all night. And that influenced our work. That influenced our projects. That influenced the presentations. That influenced our debates and our arguments. The thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got to be willing to break yourself out that social isolation. Look up from your phone. Make a friend. Say hello to somebody. You meet somebody, you admire somebody, you a fan of somebody. We all a fan of somebody. You know what I mean? I don't care if you see him at the grocery market. Let him know. Hey, how you doing? I just want you to know I'm a big fan. I like what you're doing. Don't be a creep about it, man. But I like what you're doing. Practice making new friends. Because we need people. We're never not going to need people, people. We're never not going to need people. So with knowing that, again, it would behoove you to get out here and build up your human capital. There's a lot of people that's rich financially out here, that's wealthy financially, but they're poor when it comes to human capital and spirit. And that's a whole nother dynamic. You know, that's wellness overall. Being happy, confident in who you are and your strides and where you're going. At one, in peace with your purpose. In purpose, on purpose, for purpose. Shout out my man, Pastor Garney Davis. Shout out to my Men of Impact group, too. If you ever in the Buffalo area, we do it every third Tuesday. And it's a safe space for men to just be able. It's by, you know, this is your invitation. This is by invitation only. So you got to say you heard it from me. You come on in. It's 6 o'clock every third Tuesday every month. You come in. It's therapy. It's like therapy for men. Informally organized by a facilitator from that environment. That's coming in, and just a bunch of men that choose to stay dedicated to that, to helping provide in a different way of thinking, more solutions, you know, shattering paradigms, different thinkings. They all come in. We got street dudes that turn lawyers, street dudes that turn educators in medicine, real estate, trying to figure it out. Barbers, you know, entrepreneurs, enterprises, it's, you name it, it's in there. Those in recovery, you name it. Fighting demons is in there. And that would normally be something I'd be like, man, fuck that. I ain't going to that. Shit, I ain't down with talking to people and telling people my problems and all that. Man, for what? Man, what that shit gonna do? That shit ain't paying no bills, man. Shit, I could be spending that time going to get hustle and get me some money or something like that. But you raising your own personal human capital. You taking yourself just that much serious to where you like, yo, I know what I need. I'm gonna take, man, I need people to talk to. I need to be able to get my thoughts out. I need to be able to, you know, be an intellectual. I need to, you know, get these complex thoughts out of my head. I need to be understood. I need a circle. I need a network of people that see things the way that I see them. And that requires the courage and the bravery. Everybody has imagination. But to follow your imagination, to follow your wonder, to wander because you wonder, requires a tremendous amount of courage. Because you have to be walking towards, yo, dude, I get so excited about seeing something that came from somebody's thoughts. Like when you was making them hats and shit, like the t-shirts and the jackets, I get so excited about that because you saw that in your mind. Mm-hmm. I get so excited with seeing an artist draw a picture because it's like, how the fuck do you see that detail in your mind? Like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like when I'm having conversations with my colleagues, friends, and people be like, yo, do you be rehearsing that or something? Like, how do you? I'd be like, dog, this is just my thoughts. This is how I think. So it's just everybody has that beautiful thing that's waiting to be appreciated. But you have to at first be willing to tap. You got to compromise with self and develop some compassion for yourself first. That's a gift. Compassion is a gift from yourself first, and it keeps on giving. Because you start to realize that everybody that you come across is doing the absolute best that they can. They're doing the absolute best within their physical frame, with everything that they know, from everything that their experiences have taught them. And when you can see things from that, because you can see yourself from that vantage, it's a reflection at that point, you start to develop empathy. And you start to feel what other folks are feeling. And because you feel what they're feeling, you naturally want to help them reach some type of resolve. How might I be of service to you? Tell me quick, because we wasting time and I want to stop you hollering. How do I get this bear trap off your arm? Do I just pry the jaws open? When you start to look at the world like that, your approach for people, for other persons, is a lot more genuine. And when I say genuine, more like the way that you were born, not the way that you were programmed and that you were socialized, the way that you were born. And babies, if they didn't fuck with your energy, they cry, get me away from this person faster than expeditiously. Get me away from this person faster than fast. But if they rock with your energy, they're all over you. They hugging you. They kissing you. They playing with your fingers. They playing in your eyes. They're playing in your face, in your nose, in your mouth. They keep crawling over, walking over to you, playing with you, because they just so addicted to your energy. They want to be there with you. Or you want to be there with them when you see the baby. Oh, I just love babies. What I hear so much these days is I got baby fever. And if you treated individuals like that, I'm telling you, do it. Try it. I'm willing to defend it. And then come back to me and tell me what happened. Treat people like you know that they're doing the best that they absolutely can. Treat them as if you know that they're trying to be better and that on their journey that you can be a great facilitator or you could be a great debilitator. You dig what I mean? It's all a reflection of you, man. This whole deal. If you want more, you got to reach for more. When you strive for more, you thrive more. But when you do this, when you do what you always done, you're going to get what you always got. And don't cry and bitch moan and complain when you chose to do everything the same. Change is your best friend. Because everything is going to do just such. That's one thing that I'm fascinated by fire, because fire is like a rapid accelerator of time. It might look like it's burning this paper, but what it's really doing is dehydrating it. It's sucking all the life out of it. the oxygen. It's carboxylating, oxidizing, aging. This is the audio version of our soft skill incubator. Make sure I give a plug to the Burn Ward. Pearl Street, Buffalo, New York. Premier location for soft skill incubation. You want to work on more of these things? Well, the Burn Ward is powered by Phoenix Innovation Groups, Seminole Research in Creativity, Resilience, Imagination, and Grit. Email us at phoenixinnovationgroup@gmail.com or visit us at www.phoenixinnovationgroup.com to learn more about what we do and how it benefits you. If you've been checking into our podcast, you already know what's up. You know what we got for you. It's just when you're going to have the gumption to stand up and say, yo, I want that. I want to be better. I want to move in a different way here. You ain't got to, you know, don't take my word for it. Look at my testimonials. Reach out to some of the people that's worked with me. They ain't hype. They around. See some of their names on my LinkedIn, my website, wherever. The companies I worked with, they around. You know what I mean? It's foundation solid around here. I do what I love. My job as a facilitator is to make the process easier for you to understand. So you can start to maneuver. And like the great Sid Pyron say, you know you've done your job well when your client forgets to thank you because they feel like they've gotten to the destiny that they solution on their own. And that cleared up so much thought for me because I'd be like, yo, this, you know what I mean? Like, these people be acting like I, you know what I mean? Well, job well done. Nice pat on the back for me, you know what I mean? When you love what you do, you never work a day. So come on with me, man. Let's up these social skills, man. Stop talking to me about how y'all can't understand what I be talking about on here. Get with me then. Let's up those social skills. Let's put your soft skills to the maximum. You know what I mean? It's only getting greater for me on a day-to-day. Those that work closely to me, y'all see what's up. Y'all know what's up. People know what's going on. Like, you know, I'm making the moves that I made. My company just turned 3, April 16th. My company just turned 3, y'all. I just opened it in 2016 and checked my resume for what I got going on. You know what I mean? But I'm here at maximum capacity when I'm at service to you. Reach out. I gave you every way in which you can reach me. You know what I mean? You can find more of this content at X the Phoenix. You can type in my name in any of your major spots. Who's where they can find you at?
Everywhere, Goose Swavy, everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
We around, man.
Snapchat.
We around, man. We giving you everything short of our number, man. You know what I mean? Get with us, man. You know what I mean? To my kings and queens, man, continue to keep leading the way. You know? Trailblazing, shattering paradigms, doing what you got to do. To my guys and goddesses, keep creating light out here. You know what I mean? Creating light and creating life. You know what I mean? Keep pushing it all to the maximum, giving it all that you got and more. You know what I mean? And to my Phoenixes, flame on. It's morphin' time.